Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Shlema, for Rabbi Tzvi Menachem and Gita Mor Bran Delea, Shlomo ben Fegedina, Yehuda ben Sion ben Naomi, and Ari Dov ben Malka, and Abigail ben Hamon Basvara Miriam, Besok Shachol Israel, and a schus gedola for David Shukrala ben Rachel, Moshe Shemin ben Brian and Kayla. Aaron Yisrael ben Rav Moshe Mordechai, they shall have bracha batzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadeim, heim b'chol aniv m'aleihem. We're going to be learning Maimar Aleph of the Sefer Meimarim of Hagoyin HaTzadik, Rav Yaakov Moshe Charlap. Recently they came out, recently maybe about a year ago, they came out with a biography of him, which I highly recommend in Hebrew, of Rav Charlap, called Shiras Hayom. And maybe learning, reading stories about his life will give one more of an appetite to learn his Sfarim. I know I had an appetite to learn his Sfarim before I read the biography, and now I have even more. So we're in Maimar Aleph of the Meimarim on Shmos. Says the Rav, these are shmuzim he gave Shalashidus time in his house. Kamo shan ishamam lamroz gav husa v'gadlusa ein la aliyah v'tosefes v'lo k'nisosa v'guf kein mamishu winin yuridus amligolus. Just like the neshama has his aliyah, her aliyah, when she goes into the guf, in order for her to go up, in order for her to be elevated, she has to first go into the guf. So too is when the nation goes into galus. So indeed, it's with sin, b'chait nechneses ha'neshama l'guf, yurida hu la, menoma she'begins in Roman, avalule achot ha'kadum, lo yaze la yurida, adarabah rak masiga ha'isa b'derech ha'guf, Mashiev shalab iladov. So, indeed, when it is the neshama only goes into the guf because of sin, and it's a yirida, but if not for the original sin of Adam Arishon, it wouldn't be a yirida adarabba. The neshama would achieve via the body what it could not have without the body. So sometimes going up creates a great, going down, excuse me, creates a greater revelation that the neshama going into the body creates a new gilus, even today, that it goes in because of chait. But there are going to be greater giluyim that come out of the neshama going into the guf, and so to the nation, Am Yisrael, going into galus. And that's why it's so beautiful that the Targum says, Vayered Adonai al har Sinai, Vayered v'itgili, that God descended upon Mount Sinai. The Uncle says, God revealed himself. The Yerida has a his galus. Yerida brings a spiritual revelation. So too, when we go down into Golus, it makes us even greater. And if not that the Jewish people had sinned, when we would have gone into Golus, we would have brought Eretz Yisrael into Golus with us. Now that we sin, we have to go to Golus without Eretz Yisrael. But had we not sinned, then we would have gone into Golus with Eretz Yisrael. But the point of the Golus is to have this Yerida in order to bring to a greater elevation and revelation. And that's what it means when it says in the Pasuk, Vayichi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim. It says that Yaakov lived in Mitzrayim. His Knisa L'Golus Mitzrayim wasn't a Yerida. He came in with Eretz Yisrael, with the clumps of dirt of Eretz Yisrael, with the air of Eretz Yisrael. Allah get the grace of Zachin came in with him, all the good things came in from with down to Mitzrayim with Yaakov Avinu from Eretz Yisrael. Vayichi Yaakov, he lived his spiritual life, like the Sfarim HaKadoshim say. And that's why he never died. He was on such a spiritual height. Death is a Yerida. And Yaakov never experienced that Yerida, Yaakov Avinu Lomeis, whatever that means. The fundamental difference between Golos and Geula is that in Golos there's a possibility for a Yerida, for a descent, spiritual descension. However, in Geula there's not even a possibility of a Yerida in Ruchnius. And since the Golos can cause a Yerida, therefore it says, Vayered Mitzrayimah, he went down to Egypt. Anus al pi adibur, he was forced to go down into Egypt. If not for the dibur, if not for the word of God, like we say in the Haggadah, anus al pi adibur, if we weren't compelled by the word of God to go down into Galus, then it would have been usur to put ourselves in such a suffix, put oneself in such spiritual danger is forbidden. So what permitted it? The answer is the Dvar Hashem. And that very Dvar Hashem also helped us that we shouldn't be swallowed up in this bitter galus. However, there's something even greater about Anus Al Pi Hadibur. Listen to this. In Matan Torah, we said Nasiv and Ishma, and afterwards it says, Vayitziatzav v'tachti sahara, under the mountain, that God put the mountain over them and threatened them, if you're Makabal the Torah, good, and if not, oy v'avoy. I'm going to drop the mountain on your heads. So the famous Tosis asks, the Jews already said Nasiv and Ishma. How can God say, if you don't accept the Torah, I'm going to put the mountain on your, drop the mountain on your heads? We already agreed. A parent says to a child, you better go to school. You have to go to school. The child says, I'm going. And the parent says, and if you don't go to school, then I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. But the child already agreed to go. So what's the threat? What is he compelling him here for? However, there's something very, very sublime that's going on over here. There is no will without recognition of what the person wants. However, sometimes a person is cognizant of the fact that he wants something big, but it's not exactly clear what that big thing is, because it is beyond the ken of his comprehension. So when this happens, when the hasaga b'davar hanirtze is higher than a person can comprehend, we can't talk about true ratzon, because he doesn't really have clarity as to what he wants. So originally, it appeared to us that we have shaychus to be masig, the godless of Torah. And we said, Nasiv and Ishma, we were makabel beratzon. We had a hakara brura, oh! In our eyes, we understood what we were receiving. And then, when we saw Noirois Miskevoisea, we saw how awesome and great and sublime and elevated and lofty the Torah is, we didn't have Ratzon anymore, because it was beyond the ken of our understanding and comprehension. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a force upon us, Bekfias Har Kegigis. So an original terrorist to the Kasha, there are many terrorists. I don't know if there are as many terrorists into this Kasha as there are to the Beis Yosef's Kasha, why Hanukkah is 8 days and not seven, but here there are many answers to this question as well. What is pshat that the Hashem forced the Jewish people to receive the Torah? They already agreed. The answer is they originally agreed because they thought they understood. So there was ratzon with clarity. Here the ratzon lacked, but afterwards Hashem showed them how great the Torah was. Now we had to force them because they lacked clarity. They said Torah is beyond us. So how can they possibly have ratzon for something that's beyond them? That's why they needed the kfiyas har kegigis. They needed to be compelled to receive it, because on their own, to have a true ratzon coming from themselves, they couldn't have, because they didn't understand it. Now we don't need a true ratzon. We just need them. They say yes. They say, okay, whatever Hashem, whatever you're giving us, we're accepting, even though we don't have it ourselves. So too it was when Yaakov Avinu went down to Egypt, which is like the yerida of the neshama into the guf. It was so hard to understand the secret of Golus and Geula that there wasn't true ratzon for it. And that's why it says, Anus al pi hadibur, that he was compelled by the Dvar Hashem to go down to Egypt. And the Jewish people also didn't want to go. Es Yaakov Yishuvei Sovo. They only went down with Yankov. They went down with Yaakov Avinu. They just followed him. They didn't really understand what was going on. They didn't know the secrets of Golus and Geula. And then they held on to Egypt. Hey, achzusam b'mitzrayim garmels helem gadlus hagulah shibatoch hagolus. They were so entrapped in Mitzrayim, ensconced, I like that word, in Mitzrayim, that they didn't see the Geula in the Galus. And then when we have the Ubigilui Geula Seinu, when the Geula is going to be Megal, the Galus is going to become Mizgala, and we're going to have the Geula, we're going to see Ayin Ba'ayin, how one moment, Berega Katon Azavtichu V'rachamim Gedolim Akapzech, how there was a moment, Kaviyachal, of abandonment, but it brought to something much, much greater. And now we are going to explain the three osos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe to show the Jewish people that he is the prophet of God. It says in the Torah in Perek Dalid, Pasuk Aleph, Vayan Moshe Vayomer, Vehen lo yaminu li, lo yishmu b'koli, ki yomru, lo nirai lecha Adonai. They won't believe me, they won't listen to me if they're going to say the Lord has not appeared to you. Vayomer eilav Adonai, ma ze biyadecha, vayomer mates. And now Hashem gives him the first sign. He says, what's in your hand? He says, a staff. So Hashem says to him, throw it to the ground. He throws it to the ground, and it becomes a snake, and Moshe ran away from it. Hashem said to Moshe, stretch out your hand and take hold of its tail. He stretches out his hand, he holds on to it, and it becomes a staff in his hand. That's number one. Then he says to him, please insert your hand in your bosom. Havei no yadecha b'chekecha. And he did it. And then he withdrew the hand, and he found that the hand was afflicted with tsaras like snow. Then he returned the hand to the bosom, and it reverted to be like its flesh. If they don't believe the first sign, they're going to believe the second sign, said Hashem. And they don't believe these two signs, take water from the river, pour it on dry land, and it's going to turn to blood on dry land. Okay, so now you have the three signs. You have the throwing of the staff onto the ground and turning into a snake. You have the putting of the hand in the bosom, turning into tsaras. And then the third sign, as they say in the classics, in the shuls when they're orchestrating off aliyahs. The third os is the blood, the water turning into blood. So the Sfarim HaKadoshim spend a lot of energy and time trying to decipher these three osos. Let's see what Rabbi Charlap, Zecher Tzadik V'Kol Shelevracha, does with them. עניינם של שלושת האותיות שהראה הקדוש ברוך הוא למשה הוא שברגע שמכחישים כוחה של עבודה זרה המנסה להכחיש כוח פמליה של מעלה אזי על זה נופלת בשחת עצמה. The union of these three osios that Hashem showed to Moshe is that the moment you deny the כוח of עבודה זרה, who is kshafim, is makhishim pamalya shel mala, that they deny the power of the heavenly hosts. So if we realize that Avodah Zarah is garnished, so then Avodah Zarah falls to the ground, it becomes nothing. And that's what he did. He threw the staff to the ground, and then it turned into a snake to show that the snake, that the Kochos Hara, think they're so high and they're so elevated and they're up there, and they can fight against the Pamalya Shelmala, when in fact they're just down to the ground. That's all of their koach. All of their koach is in the ground. It's nothing. It's the lowest. So that's sign number one, to show that these powers of Avodah Zarah are garnished mid garnished. The second sign, that we can't have any, and this is something, a theme that repeats itself in Rav Chalap's writings again and again and again and again and again, the Kedush of Am Yisrael, that there is no great Gilui of Kedusha that can come about without Am Yisrael. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu said, they're not going to believe me. He spoke not nicely about Klal Yisrael. And Hashem said, Saras! Because you think that there can be a Geula without the greatness of Klal Yisrael. You have something bad to say about Klal Yisrael. Can a sign? It can't beat Saras! The third sign shows that there is going to be a passing over of the spirit of impurity from the earth, because it doesn't have eternal staying power. And that's why the water of the Yaor that the Mitzrim serve turn into blood, which is gross, which means that these powers of evil are just, that they worship the water, it's going to go away and turn into nothing. Yech, blood. Now, Now, despite the great darkness and the difficult Koshi Hashibud, the more difficult the galus, the more the darkness, the greater the light inside of this darkness. This great light appears to us like darkness. And indeed, the worrying of Moshe was on the Chilul Shem Shamayim in galus. It didn't look good. It looked like darkness. It looks like God's not with them. Or with us. It's our people. And therefore, he refused to be a shliach. Because then people are going to say, ah, if he's the shliach and he's talking to the Jewish people, then they're going to say, ah, we belong in galus. And therefore, Ratzon Moshe sheYisrael atzma b'derech hatev Yisrael l'tbo acheres. Derech shel shesiyam v'nelech v'nizbach l'Hashem Elokeinu. Let's go for 3 days. And now he explains why the 3 days. So the Jews, after the 3 days, should ask for the gula. But if Moshe Rabbeinu is their shliach in the galus, so they're going to say, oh, God wants us to be in the galus. God likes all this darkness. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want that. So he said, let them ask for it themselves. By the way, just to see how many chidushim we've had in this Maimer so far. Vayered v'iskali, showing us that Yerida is a gilui. And that the v'ichi Yaakov beretz Mitzrayim, that it didn't affect him. He brought Eretz Yisrael with him, therefore he lived forever. And the onus al piyad dibur, the only way we were able to go into Eretz Yisrael, into Mitzrayim, is because Hashem said. Otherwise it would be usher, because a gullus could cause a yurida, whereas a gula can't. And then the beautiful pshat, the answer tells us this kasha, why do we have to be forced when we already agreed to be makabel the Torah? And the answer is because you can only be makabel something that you understand. So first we received what we thought we were understanding, and then we realized we didn't understand it at all, so Hashem had to force us, it was beyond us. And we understand now the three osos. What are the three signs? That the powers of evil are in the ground, and that you can't have anything good coming from the world, coming from any Kedusha coming, revealing itself, unless you see the greatness of Klal Yisrael. You can't speak Lashon Hara about them. And that the Ruach HaTum is going to be removed from the land. Now we understand the Pasuk of Derech Shloshes Yomim Nelech V'Nisbach L'Shem Elokeinu. Why 3 days? Why not just say, let's go? Because he wants the Jewish people themselves to ask for the Geula. And that's the secret of Gula B'derech HaTeva. It should be B'derech HaTeva. That's in Atchalta de Gula. Lemno Achil Hashem B'chol HaEfsher. That we want there to be no Chilulei Hashem. Aval Achekeo Lo Kai Nimtza. Ki Kainei Kach Ritzoni Yisbarach. Shebetoch HaChoyshech Yagam Choyshech Zeh Helen. Shel Helen Gilu Yikvo Shemo V'yicholto Yisbarach. But we don't understand God. God's ways are inscrutable. That's the will of God. That in the Choyshech, there should be this Choyshech of not seeing the revelation of Hashem. And now we understand Pshat in the Pasuk, Lama Hareota Lama Ze, Lama Ze Shalachtani. Why did you do bad to this nation? Why did you send me? He's saying, "It's I don't understand the this awesome secret of Galus. Lama Hareota Lama Ze. It's just so bad for them. I don't see the good. And if it's so bad for them, then Lama Ze Shalachtani, the Pasuk continues. Why did you send me? It's a Chil Hashem. It looks like. Looks like God can't help us. I go to Paro and the sheep gets worse. It just, the whole thing doesn't look good. And then Hashem answers him, Atah tereh asher eseh leParo. You're going to see what I'm going to do to Pharaoh. In other words, you're going to understand this hiddenness of galus. And Rashi says, in the Medrash, that you're going to see what I'm going to do to Paro, but you're not going to see the war of the 31 kings that Yeshua is going to see when he comes into Eretz Yisrael. So this is like a kiviyachol, a slap in the face to Moshe, that he's not going to see the Knesset into Eretz Yisrael and the Geula. But you should know, Moshe Rabbeinu, that within this Golus there is Geula. Hifticho shegama Golus sheyira yizkel liras bo'or ha-Geula ma'pnimi she'le'ela mikol tfitzu shelanu u'me'ela kol ha-Geula b'chlal. That this you're not going to see, but there's a diuk there. This you are going to see what I'm going to do to Paro, but there's a diuk there. But you're not going to see what I'm going to do to the 31 kings. So he's already foreseeing within this going to Paro, in this darkness, the geula of going and capturing the 31 kings, going into Eretz Yisrael. So that was the Sicha Shal Shudas of Yaakov Moshe Chalap, and it's published in the Meimarom, Sefer Shmos, Maimar Aleph. We should be Zelcha in this Sefer. There are 120 Maimarim. So if people send me emails, they want to hear more. With Hashem, we're going to learn more. B'li Nether. So much beautiful Torah. Lo Me Alma Hadein. Lo Me Alma Hadein. There was a great, I don't want to say his name, there was a great politician, very well-dressed, clean-shaven man. He once went to hear one of the shiurim, Shal Shudas Shmuzim, used to go. And then he said, what beautiful architecture. That was how he wanted to praise the Jerusha. It was architecture, how he set everything up so beautifully. But we look beyond the architect, and then people like, who's that? And it turns out he was a very prominent Israeli politician. But we try to look beyond the architecture and we try to see the spirit. It's also beautiful architecturally. He sets it up beautifully. But it's the spirit here. It's the knowing that the Yerida brings to the Aliyah is supposed to elevate us always in our lives. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.